You're listening to the English for Today Learn English podcast series brought to you by EnglishForToday.com.
Donuts. Is there anything they can't do?
Donuts. Well, you might be wondering what that's got to do with New Year or the English language. Well, keep on listening and you'll find out why Homer Simpson's love of donuts, maybe his personal lucky charm, and why donuts certainly have something to do with New Year. But first of all, Happy New Year to all of our listeners, readers, members of English for Today, and all of the English for Today students. When you've grown up in a Western culture, you probably think that New Year's Day on January the 1st is a pretty universal festival. After all, January the 1st is the same all over the world, so the New Year starts at the same time everywhere. Well, in one sense, that's true, as the Gregorian calendar, that is the 12-month calendar we now use, is used all over the world for commercial, transport, and communications purposes. But a lot of cultures still keep a place for their own calendar, and most of us know that the Chinese New Year, for example, doesn't fall on the same day as the Gregorian calendar prescribes, and that the Chinese New Year festival is certainly a party well worth getting an invitation to. Celebration of the New Year is probably one of the oldest festivals around. It dates back to around 2000 BC, when the Babylonians celebrated the New Year at the start of spring, or the vernal equinox. Now, spring seems a good time to me to start a new year, but the Romans clearly didn't feel that this worked for them. And in 153 BC, the Roman Senate set January the 1st as the start of a new year, and it's pretty much stayed there ever since. The Romans changed the time of year when the new year started, but they hung on to some important traditions that we still continue with today. For example, the New Year's resolution. This is an undertaking to do something positive in the coming year. It dates back to the Babylonians. Typically, we now make resolutions to do things like give up smoking, lose weight, or become better people. And typically, these resolutions are pretty much forgotten about by the start of February, when we fall back into our habitual patterns of behavior. Another one is wishing others good luck, or wishing it for ourselves. And this is also part of the New Year tradition. We've carried this through to the present with some of the symbols of luck, usually in the form of a ring or circle, as this symbolizes coming the full circle, that is, completing a full year's cycle. Now, getting to the donuts. The Dutch believe that eating donuts on New Year's Day will bring good fortune. And the French have a special king's cake which is in the form of a circle and that has a small lucky token baked into it. It was also once believed that the first visitor on New Year's Day that you ran into would bring either good luck or bad luck for the rest of the year. So, that said, grab a few lucky donuts, have a happy New Year, and I'm looking forward to sharing another 12 great months with you all.
Visit www.englishfortoday.com and see how we can help you improve your English.